What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Black Girl Marvel. And as you can see, I have a great special guest with me today. You might have heard of him on my podcast before, you know, with What Kind of Nerd Podcast Is This? It's What Kind of Black Nerd Podcast Is This? My fault, messed that up. This is the one, the only. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I ain't even gonna say it.
What's up, everybody? I'm known by multiple names, as you can see, if she puts this video like this.
I will.
The Red-Faced Monster, a.k.a. Mac, a.k.a. El Leon. That is something from my fraternity. I figured I'd be funny and put that on there. But, Mark.
I heard it, El Leon.
Yeah, that's the first time you heard it. I got a whole bunch of fraternity stuff. I don't even show nobody, but, yeah, because I'm...
Albany, all of them, like, oof.
We do some of it. We right. Strolled and all that stuff like that.
Did y'all have on big Timberlands and like baggy clothes?
I had on some boots, but I had.
Was y'all stomping the yard? Was y'all
getting that? We did a little bit of that. I'm not a part of D9. I'm part of a multicultural fraternity. So it's like that, but we do have close ties to D9. So
okay.
And my fraternity is Sigma Lambda Beta. So there you go. So
and you shout them out real quick. Just a quick little shout out.
That's so good.
So this is one of my partners in crime from the What Kind of Black Nerdcast Is This? You've already met Chaos, and you will be meeting one more. But today we are discussing a great Netflix show called Warrior Nun. It is the story of a 19-year-old girl who, she wakes up in a morgue and realizes that she got an ancient piece of armor in her back. And a lot of stuff happens once she figures that out. So
all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, literally. So I'm just going to call you Zero. So
that's fine. Oh, I didn't put that in there. AKA Zero.
You didn't. Yeah. There's so many names. I'm going to call you Zero. Because if I try to say Red Face and Monster too many times, I'm a stutter. So Zero, like, what was your first reaction to like the trailer? Like, what was the first reaction to the trailer?
I thought it was interesting, but the biggest thing was it was like one of the side characters what got me. Shotgun Mary. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, we got some black folks in here. Because you know how you be watching shit on Netflix and none but white folks on there, no matter where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, we got a black character on there. And she talking her shit, so I definitely got to see this. I thought the premise was interesting, especially after I found out that it was based off a comic. So I thought all that was cool, you know.
Okay. I'm thinking that Netflix is, like, giving us more, like underground comic book made... like shows or movies, because I believe Ogar is a comic book based off a comic book as well. Umbrella Academy based off a comic book. Like, so they, so they giving us like some good stuff, and they making it like interesting. And they is I've been reading some people like they stay kind of true to the comic, but they also add their own like touch to it. So it's like, you know, they giving us something new. I was excited. I like anything supernatural. I don't care.
Me too. Absolutely, me too.
Y'all put warrior and nun, because that's an oxymoron to me, like, just being honest.
I mean, it depends. I mean, you're a warrior for Jesus. You're a warrior for God. So,
you know,
I mean,
what? That's facts. But, you know, I'm just being honest. Ain't nobody watching that like that on Netflix. Is that what I'm saying?
That's true.
I'm just saying. Plus, I kind of try to stay away from religious content, because I am Christian, and sometimes... you're not gonna think I'm Christian, because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna cuss a couple of times on here, but I do believe in Jesus Christ. And every now and again, when people bring religion into stuff, it's like they change it so deep that I'm just like, yo, I can't.
Well, the good thing about that, you being a Christian, those are Catholics. So, I mean, even though Catholic is part of the Christian religion, and I'm more religious than, I'm more faith-based than religious, but with that, it kind of works, because it was more like the Catholic, I guess divinity, more than like, maybe you're probably more like a Presbyterian or a Baptist or something like that, so a little bit different. I mean, you haven't struck me as Catholic, but if you're Catholic, I don't know. Not saying you're Baptist, because I know some people get offended, like, I ain't Baptist, because
I don't be looking at it that deep, but
that's why, like, I say I'm more just in the faith. I believe in God and everything around it, but there's some other stuff that I believe is happening at the same time. So
I mean, because I love, like, I'll pick another one. Like Supernatural is a, it didn't start off religious. It just started off with like demons. And then, they, you know, angels starting to get into it, and they started praising God, and and they started taking stuff from the Bible, but they were kind of like making it their own, and I was okay with that because it wasn't too bad. So for me, Warrior Nun was like, when I saw the trailer, I was like, okay, we in Spain? Okay, I was like, all right, we in Spain. We got a legion of warrior nuns, and then we got them like, a lot of them are fair skinned, but they are of different ethnicities, which is cool for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just like you, though, I was excited. I was like, Shotgun Mary, I was like, oh, I definitely got to at least watch like the first couple episodes, see what she's talking about. Because that trailer, I think that first trailer like spotlighted, what was it, Shotgun Mary, Beatrice, and Lilith? Because they were like the ones. Like some of the main ones. So like I was excited just off of that. So I've watched the full season one. You watched the full season one.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
What's your take and what you think might happen season two?
A lot of things, a lot of times when you get season ones, it's kind of like, depending on what it is, sometimes it's kind of like the way it's written is kind of like the break the mold or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Granted, I don't know the comic based of it, so I have never read the comic, so I'm going into this like fresh face, like watching like The Walking Dead. I never read that. I just watched the show, which I don't watch anymore. But going back into what we were talking about, it was kind of one of those things, like it opened up so many things, and as you're watching it and seeing anything, oh, by the way, fuck Father Vincent.
You feel me?
I just want to say that. fuck Father Vincent. But yeah, it's just, it opens a lot of stuff up. So going into season two, because did it get greenlit for season two?
I believe it did, but okay. They said, I think we won't be getting anything possibly until like 2021. So
okay, because I think at the end they said season two was coming or something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
So with that, it opens season two up to so much folklore that they started and they started to feed you. So there's certain things that you see, like is this spoiler, right? So I can say anything.
Yeah, like this spoiler. Like spoiler alert. Just put this right now. Like we about to ruin this series if you ain't seen it. But go ahead.
Yeah, because this shit came out in what? So no.
It's been out long enough.
Oh, July. It came out July 2nd. Dropped July 2nd. So that's almost a month ago. Damn, I didn't realize it was that long ago. Right. I thought it was in May, actually. Was it July? I don't know. Either way, whatever. Because you got like one of the characters' sons disappear. Into whether it's hell or limbo, who knows where he's going.
Yeah.
You don't know if Adriel is a demon or technically an angel. He seems like a demon to me. But it's so much stuff going on, and then the way it ended, and Shotgun Mary better not die. I am gonna be riot if she did. We gonna riot if she did. I'm just telling you that now.
Thanks.
The way it ends, it leaves so much to give to the world, and from literally, like we said in the beginning, like from everything that happened, from Ava learning who she was, or trying to figure it out, learning who was, and actually accepting who she was, and becoming the warrior nun herself. It opens the world out to so many more things that's, I guess, in the lore for, like, with the demons and there's actual angels. I said demons. angels to actually come and whatever is to happen. So I'm very interested to see where it can go because they have a lot of avenues they can't go. And since I haven't read the comic, it lets my mind wander a little bit more.
Very true. Me personally, I'm right there with you. If anything happens to Mary, I'm gonna find Netflix headquarters. I'm rioting. I'm picketing. I'm drawing halos, which is what's in her back, what gives the warrior in her power. I'm drawing halos on everything with Sister Mary's face in it, because I feel like if AMC can dupe us 1,000 times and not kill Glenn on The Walking Dead, we can definitely bring back. She ain't dead. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, I thoroughly enjoyed this series. I actually didn't think I was by like the first couple of episodes, because
it's slow.
It's slow going, but when they and also I feel like they don't give me some stuff that I want to have, like I wanted more training for her, because I don't care if all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to lead these people. You have no skills. The Halo does nothing. You don't know how to, like, she doesn't know how to, like, use the power in a way to not drain herself fully. So it's like, okay, that's great. Like, you can run through walls, but you have no skills. So, like, I liked when they were training her. I liked when she was learning her abilities, and then it kind of, like, just stopped. It's a lot of talking and a lot of storyline, but, like, for me, Shotgun Mary makes it better, because I feel like Shotgun Mary is us. I feel like she's the audience. And her perspective is like, we're walking in her shoes, like, during all this too. Like, we feel what she feels. Because I was riding on her, like, the entire way. I'm like, why we not finding who killed the old girl? Why we not doing this? Why we not doing this? You know, then it was like,
fuck Ava, I'm trying to figure out how she died.
You feel me? like, who this new person? What happened to old girl? Like, which I cannot remember her name to save my life. Shannon? Sister Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon. Yeah, Sister Shannon. She was.
I'm like, what happened to Shannon?
It was prior.
Because what was that? They didn't know that she could walk through walls. So she kept that secret. Why?
Yeah.
Right? That was just stuff I was thinking in my head, but like.
I mean, it made sense towards
the end.
Towards the end. Yeah, it made sense.
Because she couldn't trust nobody. She felt like she couldn't trust nobody. I don't know. I got a lot of high hopes for season two. Season one gave me a lot of filler characters that I don't need in season two. And I mean filler characters, I mean like the boyfriend,
he gone.
Yeah, poor guy. The boyfriend, like all those extra people that was around when she was like hopping from house to house, all that kind of stuff. It was just, I felt like they were an unnecessary distraction sometimes.
Like, I understand it though. Like,
yeah, I kind of do too.
But. Because it was one of those situations where she never really got to live a life. She spent her whole life, I guess, since like 7 or 9 in a bed because she was a quadriplegic.
Actually, she was a tetraplegic or something like that. I think it's like when you can't move from like the. I think that's tetraplegic or something. I don't know.
But she can move her finger, whatever. Quadriplegic is like the whole body, right? Is it, or?
Yeah, let me see. All right,
so.
Okay, so, it's the same thing. They're the same thing. Tetraplegia and quadriplegia is the same thing.
Okay, this is probably different regions that are paralyzed. Okay.
Yeah,
with her being that for her most of her life, it kind of stripped her of having a life. So running into this guy that would kind of be in her first love, it was, those are, I guess that's kind of like, I would say like the CW effect. You got that one boyfriend or one girlfriend running around that kind of misleads what you're supposed to do, but they don't do it purposely. And he was kind of like, yo, what is going on? Like, I need to know. And she's like, I can't tell you. And it's one of those things like, nah, you need to tell this thing.
He almost died. Like,
yeah, he almost died. So
yeah, he almost died. Plus it's like, okay, like I was thinking about it. Like at first, like I'm gonna be so honest. At first, I did not like her character, the lead character Ava. Mm-hmm. I did not like her character.
She's really green, and she shows it. Not like the actress, but the character.
But the character played. For sure. Because the actress plays her brilliantly. You know what I mean? I can't even be mad at how the actress plays her. But I was. It's very similar to the old guard, which I'm not going to talk about the old guard right now because I'm assuming we're going to talk about that on a podcast or whatever, but it's very similar to the young girl in the old guard. Her character annoyed me because it was just like, okay, this is your life now. Get used to it. Like,
wasn't really accepting of it.
It was like, bro, it took too long. Like, all this stuff is happening. You like, you tricking me, right? Like, it was just like, get to the point where you believe that this stuff is real.
I shot you in the head. What else do you need to know?
You feel me? Like, you broke up. like, come on. So, like, in Warrior Nun, it was like...
I think
you good, but she was even more annoying. Like, I think because she was younger a little bit, maybe.
They might have been about the same
age. She was around the same age.
Because Ava's 19. What's her name? I can't remember from the old guard.
But, I know her name. Her name Kiki Lane in real life, but I can't remember her name.
What's her name? I'm going to have to look it up. Was it Niles? Niles. That was, yeah, her name was like something.
How do
something
I remember weird. That? Her name is, I think her name is Niles. So yeah.
Yeah. So, but they were kind of like they both kind of one of those situations where Shotgun Mary kicked her off the cliff. And she's like, amazing. I just want to be normal. And then she like kicked her off the cliff. And then like when she finally like found her later on, she's like, you still want to be normal? It was one of those things like your life is not normal anymore. Like you can't expect that. And I was like, even for both of them actually to make parallels of it, they were too busy. One didn't have a life, another one did have a life. Ava never had a life. I believe Niles did have a life. That's the name. I can't truly confirm it, but the way more you said it with so much conviction, I'm gonna say that's it.
Yeah, her name Niles. We're gonna roll with that. So
there was one of those things, just adjusting to your new life.
Yeah. I just felt like nobody.
It's Niall Freeman.
Niall. Okay. I was close. Okay. I put an S on there because.
Yeah, I thought it was Niles probably through the whole movie too. but yeah. It's one of those things where it's just coming across that bridge of accepting your old life and new life, and especially for Ava. And like I said, there's a lot of parallels because Ava died and the Halo gave her life.
Right.
And it was more or less, there were so many rules and everything going on, whether she will be able to keep the Halo. And the question was necessarily, if she doesn't, if you take the Halo out, is she going to die because she was dead?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I guess, thank you, Father Vincent. And I'm using quotations so people are listening that can't see it in front of the video, because fuck him. But he pretty much saved her, well, kept her alive, essentially, because he didn't want to remove the Halo, because he was like, well, this is God sent. Whether it was for...
Because also, it was kind of like he was like leading the lamb to the slaughter, though, because he knew.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I definitely was about to say that, like, because he was working for Adriel, so it was one of those things where I guess he felt like he could control her more because she knew less, because Lilith wasn't probably going to go for that, and then Lilith was kind of more with Cardinal Doretti.
Yeah, Cardinal Doretti.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Let's. What was you about to say?
No, I was about to say he's a fantastic actor.
Oh yeah, he's what's his name? Joaquin Alameda. Yeah, Alameda. He's a great actor. He's in so much stuff that I'm not even gonna list nothing because he's in everything.
He's the actor that makes you hate him.
He
can make you hate him or love him.
Yeah, he do. He's very good at that. He's very good at like just a quick look or how he say something to somebody. You'd be like, yo, he evil. Off rip, like he the bad guy, and we were kind of wrong, but kind of right.
Yeah, I love that. I still think it's 50-50.
Yeah, it was a spin that I didn't see. Like I'm usually good at being like, they throwing us on the off the course, and this. I was like very shocked when he was like, "What are you talking?" He was super confused. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm trying to save the church.
Yeah, like I didn't get into the end until you saw the shards in Father Vincent's arm. I didn't put it together until then, and that's when I realized like, okay, he's connected. So
yeah, so the season finale of this series left a lot to be expected in season two.
Absolutely.
So now you're like, what's going to happen with Father Vincent, right? Like, because he has a connection to these girls, just like he has a connection to Adriel, because I feel like now he's going to be at a crooked road. Like, he's not going to know where to go because
he slipped off.
He dipped off, but I also feel like he still kind of cares about them at the same time. Like, like you spent all this time with them. You have to have created some type of bond with them. You know what I mean? Then I really want to know his origins though. Like, cause he has to be related to the guy in the original, in the past, who was like, we'll follow you wherever you go, whatever. It has to be a close sect of people that believe in it, like Adriel, that knows exactly who he is and follows him. And I want us, hopefully in season two, they get into that. Cause I'm curious.
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Going into season two, there should be like a lot of less talking and more action, because the first season they did a lot of talking. I guess that was like kind of like you saying, like Shotgun Mary, she was our perspective. Her and Ava were both our perspectives, but they were from two different outlooks. But definitely just trying to figure everything out. And then, like, when there was the parts where Mary and Vincent went off, and he was like, and you showed that roughneck side of him, mm-hmm. and it was like I always haven't been this way. So, you know, it was like that kind of led into like, okay, he did have a crooked path. So mm-hmm. that's why when this stuff starts spinning, I'm like, okay, this makes sense. This probably has something to do with his past.
Exactly. But no, I think I was about to make a point about Ava, about not liking her. I really didn't like her because her character was so, like, her character's a dick. Like, simple as that. Like, her character is a dick. And mm-hmm. you realize that even when she was in the bed as, I'm just gonna say quadriplegic, in the bed in this orphanage, she was still a dick. Like, to the nuns around her and all that kind of stuff. And then it wasn't until they started giving us background stuff on Ava that I started to like her character a little bit more and start to understand her a little bit more, because she came off very like superior, like she knew what she was doing, like she knew what she was talking about sometimes, like very assholey. And then mm-hmm. once you started to see like how she got treated by the nuns, why she probably don't trust the church, why mm-hmm. all this stuff is hard to believe in because of how they treated her. Plus, a nun killed her.
Yeah, she was very pessimistic because she, you know, they treated her like really shitty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was her pessimism and I don't think that's a word, but whatever.
We gonna rock with it, it's fine.
Yeah, her being so pessimistic, and that's a better word. And the way she was, I guess, raised or taken care of mm-hmm. was kind of like her only way to survive. Because even yeah. you see when they do like the final, I guess, flashback of it before, you mm-hmm. know, she does her thing with the sister. It was, you realize like she's been in a pain in the ass her whole life, but that was her mechanism to stay alive. That was her, yeah. that was only thing that was keeping her moving, because yeah. she was in so much pain that she couldn't necessarily leave because she was still. So all she had was her mind necessarily. Right. And she can move like maybe like one finger, I think. Cause there was a scene where she gave her like the middle yeah. finger or something
but
like
it
that.
It was very like Dr. Strange, shaky, you know, like yeah. she lost motor function. So she didn't have like a lot of control. Mm-hmm. So going into characters, like we already know Shotgun Mary is your favorite, so like tell us why, and then go down your list of like what you feel like your favorite characters.
Okay, so I'll go with my list and then I'll explain. Obviously I said Shotgun Mary, and then I'll go Beatrice, mm-hmm. Ava, Lilith, and who else? Well, that's enough for me. I think that's the four.
He's like, that's enough.
That's the nun troop, really. I mean, there's Jillian, but she was okay. She was just kind of there to be like the fun loving person. She was like more like the kid of the group.
And she Jillian is the
child. Oh, no.
You talk about Camilla.
Camilla, yeah.
Camilla was like baby nun. Like she was, yeah. you know, baby nun.
Cause that was the in the beginning, that was her first mission.
Yep, that was her very first mission. Yep.
So she was kind of like fresh eyes and being happy. And mm-hmm. Beatrice has said that, like, I love that you can smile during all this. That you can make anyone smile through all this stuff, regardless of this chaos going on or anything like that.
Which I think was a good callback, because she ended up making Lilith smile.
Yeah.
And Lilith yep. might be the hardest person to make smile. So it's like what she said about her like rang really true. But continue.
Yeah. So going off of Mary, I'm rooting for everybody black, first of all. but she was so real, and like I understood her story mm-hmm. and how, and I felt like I said, I'm faith-based. I'm more spiritual than religious. That's how she was. She didn't necessarily she didn't believe in the necessary faith, but it gave her something. And she could give them something back. And she has said, I believe she told Ava, what did she tell her? It was something about having all the power or something like that. Like, you control what happens to you because you have all the power. And mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing the worst of it. But pretty much saying, like, Mary had something that they wanted, so she could use it to her benefit. She didn't have to follow all the rules of the church. She cussed like a sailor. And she technically was a killer, But she
was like a warrior. Like, they're all assassins, but she was like a bounty hunter in a way. Yeah.
She was their hitman.
Yeah.
And she accepted that part of herself. And it was one of the scenes earlier in the show where Father Vincent was saying, like, you need to tell me what's going on. And she was like, no, I don't. It was like, you don't want to know what I'm doing. So right. Let's just keep it that way. You know, because right. She was, and that was at the time she was looking for figuring out what happened to Shannon. But yeah, like, Chaga Mary, she was a cold piece of work. Like, when it came to taking care of business, she took care of it. Yeah. Then, of course, Ava, she's the main character. She grew on me mm-hmm. When you better learn her story yep. and everything like that. sometimes the main character is not a favorite, but she kind of fits there. So it's kind of like Shotgun Mary and then Ava. And then saying she's the main character, you kind of like understand like she has these qualities and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Then going into Beatrice, like Beatrice showed me someone that had what's the word? Unrelenting faith in something.
Yeah.
And she knew that was her way, regardless of what was going on. And it took her to the end of the show to honestly break her faith. And not essentially like, well, I'm not going to be a Catholic anymore. I'm not going to be a sister. But it was more important for her to protect her sisters than to follow the church's mm-hmm. instructions. And a lot of the characters, like, what is it? Mother Superior. She was another one. She like followed everything the church said, but yet they, when it came to the end, it was like, no, this is wrong, so we have to fix this. And then Lilith grew on me. I have to be honest, she grew on me because I'm like, she's such a bitch. Once you got to understand, like, Shannon, Mary, and Lilith, they came up together through the confines of the church and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until Shannon had got the halo that Lilith kind of changed.
Yeah.
But Lilith is from a lineage of
halo bearers.
Just like, what's that? Motherland? Just like Abigail was, was a lineage
bellwether witches or whatever.
Yeah, bellwether witches. So they were meant to have that. I won't say meant to have that power, but they were meant to lead in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
Lilith had that pressure from her family, like, okay, you're supposed to be the next bearer. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of steered her in a way where she was against what was going on, but she mm-hmm. was with everything because she wanted to serve the church, but she also had her own, she was, I guess, success driven or whatever, because she had things her family wanted her to directly do. But after, when she sacrificed herself for Ava, she meant to sacrifice herself. It was one of those things she was trying to sacrifice herself because obviously she had the halo and the demon couldn't get the halo. They didn't want, the demons are not supposed to get the halo for whatever reason. We still got to figure out why the demons want the halo. So that's something to go into season two. But you saw her, and then as she came back as whatever she is at this point.
She got to be like...
You got to be like half demon.
Half demon, half human. She got to be. She got to be.
Because I feel like she's probably like the demon's warrior at this point, because she kind of like beast out. She kind of like demon out, just like half demon out for a point in time, and it had to.
I think I messaged you. I was like, is she like the demon's champion now? Like, is like the opposite version of Ava? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then like even with her conversation with Adriel, like she's like, I know who you are. So it's like so much stuff going on, but like. Her character warmed because she ultimately loved her sisters. It was just things in front of her. And like Mary said, like she's too scared to not follow her family's, I guess, lineage and take her own path. So, who were your favorites since you asked me?
I feel like my list is pretty much similar to yours, but I will add Camilla into it because I feel like Camilla, again, speaks for us in a way. Like, her first mission was our first mission, you know what I mean, our first like foray into this world of what was it, Sisters of the Cruciform Order, Order of the Cruciform. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to get this right because I think it's hilarious. What is it? Order of the Cruciform Sword, or as a lot of people say, Sword, because they want to add that W.
Why do people say that? Is there was there two different pronunciations for sword? Or
I think it's just, I think it's phonetics, and I think it might be geography. Like, so, okay. Like, if you might be country, you might be, like, sword or something like that. Not to, I got country family, don't come at me. But it's, plus I think humans in general, especially Americans, want to say every letter in a word and just can't, you know, just can't say the word. But I liked Camilla because I like to see characters that don't believe in themselves start to believe in themselves. Because I feel like that's very human storytelling, because nobody has it all figured out. And if you do have it figured out, you started where she was. So, like, she has the makings of being, like, a very, like, powerful person in the group. Like, she has the makings. Again, like, I mean, I'm not gonna go over everybody because you pretty much hit them. But, like, again, Shotgun Mary. I'm really curious on what she has over the church. I mean, it really don't matter now. But I was curious to know what she has over the church where she doesn't have to follow their rules. She doesn't have to, you know, cover up like they do on the inside and all kind of stuff. But I also like that even though she didn't have to follow their rules, she still respected, like, their culture and didn't, like, curse in front of them unless they were outside the church.
No, she cursed in front of them too.
No, I mean, like, they were outside the church. I don't think she cursed in the church.
Well, I was talking about, like, their castle, like, their temple, and or whatever it was, whatever that technically was. And I think either Beatrice or Elizabeth was, like, watch your mouth. And so she cussed, like, a little bit less. But she was like, I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
Yeah, true. But I feel like she respected that at least. Like, they told her, like, yo, bro, like, come on now. And she was just like, all right, my bad. Like, but still, I'm going to do what I do. But I feel like she gave a little respect to them. Like, she was still their sister in a way. I already knew I wasn't gonna like Lilith from the trailer, if I'm being honest, because she just looked mean. And I'm just like, it's always those people that feel like they deserve stuff that I don't like in shows. Like, if we're gonna go Fort Salem, I don't like, what's her name, Abigail. I think it's Abigail Bellwether. I think her name is Abigail. I don't like her because it's like, you don't, just because you're born into this family, you gotta earn this, you know?
But by the end of the first season, they showed a lot of her family and things going on in her.
I haven't finished.
So, oh, okay. We can't even have that conversation.
You can't, because I haven't.
All right. So I'll let that go. I can defend her properly.
But you saw moments. I saw moments of where I left. I can't remember where I left off. But you see moments throughout the, from what I've watched, you see moments where she wants to be.
It's just the pressure of her family.
Right. It's just the pressure of her family. Yeah. And I get that. But at the end of the day, like, you know, like, you doing too much, but you still continue to do that much because you sitting on the laurels of, like, a certain type of privilege, which is, like, annoying. So, I already knew I was going to like her. I really feel like the Halo would have rejected Lilith. I really feel like the Halo would have rejected her.
Just like Mother Superior.
Yep, I feel like it would have rejected her because I feel like from the Halo bearers that we've seen, all three, like the original one, Shannon and Ava, they all have like a certain type of personality where like they go against the norm, they go against what they should be taught, they go against, and I feel like the Halo responds to that, because Mother Superior was like, she's like, we about the church and whatever the person say in the Halo rejected her, and Lilith was exactly the same way, and I feel like it would have rejected her too. But that's just a theory, because I really do feel like
that's a good theory.
I feel like the Halo is a living thing. I feel like it thinks, because it responds off of people's emotions. But I feel like you have to understand emotion to respond off emotion. I don't know. I still feel like it's a living thing. It might not be able to talk to you in a way, but I still feel like it's a living thing. But my favorite, I would say my favorite sister, I would put above Shotgun Mary, is Sister Beatrice. Like, I dig her commitment. I dig her how much faith she has in her religion simply because she grew up in it. It's all she knows. I'm also curious to know a little bit more about her background. We do know that she is a lesbian.
Because
I think so, because she talked about, I don't know, like verbatim, but she talked about pretty much like denying herself, that she had to deny herself. And then you saw some sparks fly between her and Ava. So like that was just,
yeah. Is this a thing?
I was like, that's cute. I was like, y'all cute. I can't be mad at it. But also, I'm going to give props to the actress that plays Ava. I feel like when any scene that she's in with like a nun or somebody within the church, she makes the scene better for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like her acting elevates somebody else's acting. I feel like she brings out good qualities in people that she's around.
Well, she's a good composition to them because she's more or less the opposing. And just like, she's so new and she's opposing. And then when you have someone, especially with Beatrice, because her and Mary are kind of like the same side of one coin. Mm-hmm. I won't say like the same of two different sides of the same coin, but they're the same size of one coin. They're just different passageways of that life. Mm-hmm. But with Beatrice, is someone that's like straight on it. This is what it is. Like, I believe in the faith. Like, at the end of the day, I believe it's going to work and I'm going to follow the order. Yeah. And have someone just like, kind of like, no, I really ain't fucking with this. And if her, like, Beatrice told her, like, you're selfish, you're like a child. And it kind of, like, threw her for a moment. But just anything, like, because she was necessarily...
It's okay.
She was so, I guess, anti-church. Mm-hmm. And even with, like, Camilla or even Lilith or, like, a mother superior... Or even, what was that other one? Crimson, Sister Crimson, and stuff like that.
Sister Crimson, yeah.
There was, you could tell the difference because they were coming to, it was kind of like two opposing forces. So their acting had to battle each other necessarily.
Yeah.
To like prevail, like these are our points on each side.
But I like when people, like, I like when people can, it's because I'm like, and I look at stuff differently because, you know, I've taken a lot of acting classes. I want to be an actor. I'm like, so I watch certain, I dig a little deeper in like because they say to act is to react, right? Acting is reacting. So you mm-hmm. can tell how good of like an actor one person is, how the other person reacts, right? And so, and vice versa sometimes you got an actor that you can be like, that was trash, but the way the person reacted, you was like, okay, they way better than this person. So like, but I feel like I like your point about Shotgun Mary and Beatrice. Because I feel like they both have a faith, but mm-hmm. Sister Mary is, well, Shotgun Mary, she is, her faith is in people, right? Mm-hmm. She has a strong faith in people, whereas mm-hmm. Beatrice has a strong faith in her, in the church.
Yeah.
And it's like, mm-hmm. as you can kind of see on both, kind of like, Shotgun Mary starts to give the church a little bit more props because of Father Vincent. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that messed up everything anyway. But then Beatrice starts to have a little more faith in her and people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you kind of see them both kind of. But I like the show. But to wrap up, give me like, if you can. I know this is like off the blue, like off the spot. We didn't really talk about what we'd be talking about, but I feel like we still did pretty good. Give me like a couple of theories for season two. Or what you would like to see in season two.
Right, based off theories, I think Adriel is a demon. I think he's a high-level demon, even mm-hmm. though the demon that was chasing him, I won't say he's a demon, I think he's the devil. Mm-hmm. Because the devil and the demon are two different people. Mm-hmm. Demons are a legion of the devil, so I think he's the devil. Okay. I think he decided he wanted to escape hell, or whatever the case may be, and he came back. He came out. It doesn't necessarily all fit the pieces, but from the conversation he had with the original warrior nun, he was a trickster. He mm-hmm. was saying, these people will consider me an angel. And she's like, you're no angel. I can tell, like, you forced this upon me. I didn't ask for this. Like, that was the thing. Like, you forced this halo on me. I didn't ask for this. I was dying. I'd probably rather have died, but you forced mm-hmm. this upon me. I didn't have a choice. There was no, oh, would I like this? Or, yeah, I want to follow in the name of God or whatever the case may be. Because when Adriel came out, everyone thought he was an angel. But she's like, no, this got to be something else. So I think he's a demon or a devil of some type of some type of magnitude. The little boy, Jillian's son.
Michael.
Yeah, Michael. He's going to come back, but he's going to come back aged.
Yes. Tell him. I already know it. He's going to come back aged.
Usually when they do that from the shows I've watched, usually when someone comes from hell or somewhere else, it ages them. Time is different.
Anytime they go into a portal, anytime somebody young goes into a portal, they always come back older.
Yeah, because time is different in these places. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. I feel like he's going to be aged. Mary's going to kill Father Vincent.
Yeah.
Ava and Beatrice might have a relationship. Also, I felt like Shannon and Mary had a thing for each other. Or at least Mary had a thing for Shannon.
I think they were a couple, hands down.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt hands. That. I was like,
that's more than a sister and a sister loving each other. They was a couple hands down. The way she was fighting for her.
Yeah, definitely. Man,
and it could also stem from the fact that they grew up in the convent together.
Mm-hmm.
She had a Shotgun Mary had a really messed up past, mm-hmm. and so this was probably like solace to her. They had a relationship. I'm so clear on that. They had a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. What else? I want to say something about the church, but I'm not exactly where to point it because mm-hmm. with all the stuff they did to the church, that there will be repercussions for it. Because I feel like what happened at the end, that fight is going to be dispersed somehow. Adriel is going to escape, and then they're going to have to. Because he's cardinal now. No, he's the Pope now. The Pope. They're going to have to answer to Pope Doretti, Mother Superior, all that. But he's going to have to. He's going to have to do things by their way too, because Adriel is alive.
I feel like he's gonna have to choose a side. Like, this is gonna be like, have to be a clear cut line in the sand.
Is it about power or is it about actually saving people? Because we got some type of spiritual being, whether it being of a good spirituality or a bad spirituality. Another thing.
I feel like he Lucifer, not to cut you off, but I feel like he Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Because think about it.
Lucifer
was an angel that got cast down, so he would have a halo.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
So. Yep. I feel like he might be the devil. I feel like he might be Lucifer, who just decided to, like, I don't know if he was able to keep, because he looked like he was running from something. He was running from
absolutely.
That big demon, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those, like, and I can't remember what they're called, but yeah, absolutely.
So it was like, I don't know, a Thrask demon or something like that.
Something like that, a Thrask demon or something like that.
Yeah, and so, like, he was running from something. So it makes me think, like, how long were you down there? Were you... Is it different from, like, the mythos that we know that, like, he got cast down and then he was, like, running demons and all that kind of stuff? Maybe he was actually, like, running this entire time and made mm-hmm. his way back to Earth and then had to hide his halo.
Yeah, because that was the only way they had said, the only way to hide it from the Thrashers is to hide it in a human body.
Yeah.
So
I'm curious to see. I'm curious to see what end of the line Father Vincent ends up on. I know that... I do feel like Shotgun Mary gonna be like, yo, we need to end his life. But I feel like that's gonna be hard for her too, because he's been like a father to her. Like, she's mm-hmm. known him just as long as she's known Mother Superior. I would love for some flashbacks in season two. I would love for them to hire some younger versions of, like, Shotgun Mary, Shannon,
Lilith,
mm-hmm. Beatrice, even Beatrice a little bit, because I'm pretty sure she eventually was there. I would love mm-hmm. some younger versions of them so we can get a little mm-hmm. bit more of their story. Because to have that, because that's the trio that went out to fight in the beginning. Like, the church felt comfortable sending them out because they've been fighting there for so long.
More four of them, because
Beatrice,
Camilla had just joined. So
that's right.
So yeah,
that's right. So, but I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see, like, what season two got in store for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's all I got for Warrior Nun, though. I think this was solid. All right,
that's good. So, is there anything you want to say in closing?
In closing, everybody needs to watch Warrior Nun if you haven't watched it. Sorry if we spoiled everything, but I still think you'll like it. My brother don't watch nothing, and he actually watched this and enjoyed it. His one line from the show was, "If you find anybody alive in rock, he evil." So that was my brother's line. So my brother believes Adriel is evil. So this has been a great little moment for me. Do you want to shout out your socials for everybody?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Mark McKinney, as well as What Kind of Podcast Is This? That name will most likely be changing very soon, but as of right now, What Kind of Podcast Is That? That's a group, as well as you can find me at Blacklist Gaming. That's my gaming channel with a couple of my other friends. On Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at The Red-Faced Monster. You can see right in the name if you're looking on the actual video. If not, that is REDFACEDMONSTA. That's about it.
Well, y'all know y'all can find me everywhere on all social media, Black Girl Marvel. You can shout me out, even on YouTube, Black Girl Marvel. You can shout me out any requests for TV shows, movies, comics, Netflix, Hulu. I got it all. So, like, let me know what you want me to watch. Thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for joining me, Zero. I appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. I was actually jealous that Lil Sweets got here first.
That is chaos. Yes, that is chaos.
I am jealous. I was jealous of that. So
okay.
But yeah, I'm glad I got here. Because I know I was actually way before him. So, you know.
But the thing about it was you were going to be my first guest. But then I started talking about Star Wars and he was like, oh, you got to put me on that. So it was like, it just, you would have fell asleep on me if we was going to talk Star Wars.
Yep.
Can't have that. But thanks for joining me. Y'all have a good one. It's been your girl, La.